Diabetes Program have supported a standalone survey among American Indians living on the reservations in adjacent counties since 1999 and odd years. And in 2003, our Bureau Chief Todd Harwell in the Public Health and Safety Division on Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion said, "Oh, Meg, by the way, we included those disability questions in 2003. I said, "Oh, great, Todd. That's nice." And so I was able to work with Rod Brode, who's a professor emeritus at the University of Montana. He had appointments in Native American Studies and Sociology, and was able to work with him on the data as well as folks at the Department of Public Health, and I'm happy to share those results with you today. I tried to incorporate some of the pictures from across Montana and the seven American Indian reservations. The first is Chief Mountain on the Blackfeet Reservation. So as background, diabetes and cardiovascular disease, including stroke and myocardial infarction, are among the leading causes of death for American Indians in Montana and cause significant disability in the community. This is the work of Todd Harwell and his colleagues at the department. In the first national survey of disability among American Indians and Alaska Natives, conducted in association with the 2000 census, functional limitations that, quote, substantially limited one or more basic physical activities were reported by 28% of those 45 years of age and older. The disability rates in the national sample range from age 19% of those 45 to 49 years old to 67% of those aged 85 and older. Compared to non-disabled Americans and Alaska Natives, those reporting disability to the United States Census were more likely to be poor, unemployed, have less education, but no data were available on the actual causes of disability or the presence of chronic disease or cardiovascular risk factors in the disabled. Nationally, it should be known also and noted the work of Julie Clay and Lomé and Hinkebein in 2006 have described that it's an additional risk factor for American Indians with disabilities living on the reservation, in that the interpretation of the Americans with Disabilities Act and the Rehabilitation Act of 1973 is really up to the sovereign nations. And while there is some legislation that if rehabilitation counseling services are provided and that funding is accepted, then the federal laws should extend, but the interpretation is not clear for enforcement. So, as I said, in Montana in 2003, a telephone survey of American Indians living on or near the reservations in Montana included questions which assessed both disability and cardiovascular disease and risk factors for cardiovascular disease. The survey was adapted from the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System survey and included a large sample of adult Indians. This report examines associations between self-reported cardiovascular disease and risk factors and disability assessed by self-reported limitations due to physical, mental, or emotional problems or use of special equipment. The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services, in collaborations with the Billings Area Indian Health Service, conducted a random digit dialing telephone survey among 1,000 adult Indians in Montana in 2003. Respondents were asked questions regarding their history of cardiovascular disease, the cardiovascular disease risk factors, including myocardial infarction, angina, stroke, diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, smoking, and overweight. Respondents who smoked cigarettes every day or on some days were categorized as current smokers, and self-reported height and weight were used to determine respondents' body mass index, and BMIs, or body mass index, 30 or more kilograms per meter squared, were categorized as obese. Respondents were also asked the two questions from the BRFIS on disability. These include, are you limited in any way in any activity because of physical, mental, or emotional problems, and do you now have a health problem that requires you to use special equipment such as a cane, a wheelchair, a special bed, or a special telephone? So this is a map from the Census and Economic Information Center in Montana. They're great. They do wonderful maps, and it shows where our seven reservations are. Starting left to right in the northwest corner are the Flathead Indian Reservation, and then the Blackfeet Indian Reservation, which is just east of Glacier National Park for those who have been lucky enough to be there. Further east along the border with Canada is the Rocky Boy Reservation and the Fort Belknap Reservation. And in the northeastern corner of the state is Fort Peck Reservation. In the southwestern part of the state are the Crow and Northern Cheyenne Reservations. Let me just go back a second. I'm not going back. I just wanted to point out that this is a ski resort on the Rocky Boy Reservation. It's called Big Paw. This is a picture of some of the arsenic leach mining that has gone on in the Little Rocky Mountains on the Fort Belknap Reservation, and I just wanted to put it there to represent the environmental work they've done to restore this area. So the results. On this figure one, disability percentages are represented by the black bars, and non-disability percentages are represented by the white bars. And reading left to right, the prevalence of cardiovascular disease and cardiovascular disease-related risk factors among American Indian adults with and without disabilities were, for 25% of American Indian adults with a disability, they reported having cardiovascular disease, including heart attack, angina, coronary heart disease, or stroke. This was more than three times more than the 7% of American Indian adults without disability, and was a significant effect. American Indian adults with disabilities reported more than twice the rate, 28%, versus the 12% of American Indian adults without disability that they had diabetes or were diagnosed by a doctor as having diabetes. This was a significant effect. 53% of American Indian adults with disabilities reported having high blood pressure versus 28% of American Indian adults without disability, again, significant. 37% of American adults with a disability reported being current smokers versus a similar number, 36% of American Indians without disabilities. 30% of American Indian adults with a disability reported having high cholesterol versus 20% of American Indians without a disability. This was a significant effect. And 47% of American Indian adults with a disability reported being obese versus 36% of American Indian adults without a disability, and this was a significant effect. And I skipped talking about currently diabetic because that's not a commonly derived variable from the behavioral risk factor cardiovascular disease items. And family heart disease is not a well-understood item among American Indians. So while there were findings in the first for a difference and no findings in the second, it's hard to interpret. So, among women, this is a prelude to table two. Among women, the prevalence of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and obesity was significantly higher in respondents who reported a disability compared to respondents who did not report a disability. Among men, the prevalence of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and high blood pressure was significantly higher in respondents who reported a disability compared to those who did not. And so there were also some significant findings related to age. And so we did some more analysis controlling for gender and age. And so after adjusting for those, respondents with disabilities were, let me read the description of Table 2 first. For cardiovascular disease, and I'm reading left to right, and I know we started a little bit late because of the slides, so... But I do want to make this accessible to everybody. For cardiovascular disease, the beta estimate is 1.23, the standard error of 0.22, and the odds ratio estimate was 3.4, with a confidence interval 95% of 2.21 to 5.25. For diagnosed diabetes, the beta estimate was 0.74, the standard error was 0.19 for a significance at the 0.000 level, and the odds ratio estimate was 2.10, the 95% confidence interval of 1.44 to 3.06. For high blood pressure, the beta estimate is 0.83, the standard error is 0.17, for a significance at the 0.00 ratio estimate of 2.30. The 95% confidence interval is 1.66 to 3.18. For current smoking, the better estimate is 0.16. The standard error is 0.16 for a significance of 0.31, or not significant, and an odds ratio estimate of 1.17. And the 95% confidence interval was 0.85 to 1.61. For high cholesterol, the beta estimate is 0.27. The standard error is 0.18. For a significance of 0.133, again, not significant, and an odds ratio estimate of 1.31. The 95% confidence interval was 0.92 to 1.86. And finally, for obesity, the beta estimate is 0.39. The standard error is 0.16 for a significance of 0.16, and an odds ratio estimate of 1.48. The 95% confidence interval is 1.09 to 2.02. And so to summarize, after adjusting for age and gender, respondents with disabilities were 3.4 times more likely to have cardiovascular disease, 2.1 times more likely to have diabetes, 2.3 times more likely to have high blood pressure, and 1.5 times more likely to have obesity when compared to respondents without disabilities. American Indians with disabilities were also more likely than their non-disabled peers to have high cholesterol and to be current smokers, but these factor differences were not significant once gender and age were statistically controlled. This is a accessible child care center on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation. Picture. So to summarize, our findings suggest that the prevalence of cardiovascular disease and many related risk factors are higher in American Indian adults with disability compared to those without. Overall, in men and women and in younger and older adults, the prevalence of disability among American Indian adults is similar to what has been reported among Montana adults overall, which was 20% in the Burfis in 2003. Overall, Montanans who reported disability had higher prevalence rates of obesity, current smoking, cardiovascular disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes compared to persons reporting no disability. And then limitations through this survey process, there was exclusion of American Indian households without telephones and those living outside the several reservations and adjacent counties. Of course, these are self-reported data. They're also cross-sectional. We can infer cause and effect. And just for conclusions, and I think that LeMay and Hinkabine summarized them nicely in their Rehab Psych 2006 article, rehabilitation services do need to be improved for American Indians. And our public health and clinical efforts to reduce cardiovascular disease and risk factors among those with and without disabilities need improvement, and special efforts are needed to reach those without disabilities, with disabilities. And I just have this one slide to indicate our future directions. We've aggregated data from the Burfis in Montana for 2001, 2003 to 2005, so that we had a large enough sample to, again, look at American Indians with and without disabilities in Montana.